1.
And ready, it's rolling now.
Jerome?
Elisha, is that you?
Yes, I haven't seen you at one of my soirees in quite some time, Jerome.
Oh yes, you're normally down the road at the St. John's Anglican Cemetery. What are you doing out here tonight?
Well, I'm just off on one of my evening strolls, you know.
Well, we have quite the crowd in front of us. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Why, of course. Well, put me in front of a crowd and I could talk for hours. But you, of course, are not so free with your time. I know I hardly need an introduction, but for those of you who haven't attended one of my soirees before, or are perhaps from Upper Dyke or Horton's Corner, I'm Elijah. That's Judge Elijah DeWolf. Yes, I know we DeWolf seem to be a dime a dozen around here, but I was one of the originals, having moved from Connecticut in 1760 with my family, when they were granted land just yonder, in Upper Horton. I've come a long way since I was that boy of 4 years moving to Nova Scotia. With my father's help, I was able to set myself up as a general merchant in Mud Creek, and then move to serve the good people of this community as postmaster, right from my own home. Customs collector, justice of the peace, representative for King's County in the Nova Scotia House of Assembly, and finally an assistant judge in the Court of Common Pleas. You could say that I never had to fear that boredom might set in. Because of my numerous positions in Mud Creek, I was able to purchase a wonderful home for my wife, Margaret Ratchford, and we filled it with 13 children, as well as our slave, Phyllis. Perhaps you know the home. It's further down the old post road, towards Horton Corner, on the corner of what we called Ferry Lane, which you might now know as Cherry Lane. Some say I could afford this estate, for I was the richest man in Horton. I'm not so sure if that's true, or if it's just the green eye of envy speaking. By all accounts, I'm well known for my hospitality and love to open the doors of my home to all and sundry. Not to be a braggart, but Edward, Duke of Kent, the father of our future Queen Victoria, stopped by our home in 1794 on his way through from Halifax. Now that was a night to remember. To honor that special visit, our home was thereafter known as Kent Lodge. We actually maintained a relationship after that visit, and upon the marriage of my son, Thomas Andrew Strange DeWolf, the Duke of Kent presented him with wallpaper for his new home. Not just any wallpaper, mind you. It depicts scenes set in Italian and French gardens, and it was a sight to behold, I can assure you. I'm assuming you're all in town for the naming ceremony. Today, August 13th, 1830, is a historic day here in Mud Creek, or should I say, Wolfville. The town of Mud Creek is forever being changed to Wolfville, and I'm led to believe that it is in honor of me and my family. I'm not exactly how this came to pass, but I guess it has something to do with my son Elijah Jr. No one will tell me for sure. One story is that a mail carrier from Halifax asked Elijah Jr., who is also a postmaster, what to call the new post office established in Upper Horton. He's purported to have said, "Oh, just call it Wolfville. There are so many DeWolfs here." My dear boy. He is right, though. There are a lot of us here. However, the naming story that I hear most frequently involves my granddaughters, Maria and Mary, who were away in St. John in boarding school. Apparently, they were so embarrassed to tell anyone that they hailed from Mud Creek. Imagine that. They wrote to Elijah Jr., their uncle, who is then said petitioned for the name change. However it happened, I must say that I like it, and I hope it stays, or for at least as long as I'm around. Well, kind folks, Jerome, I must be off. People to see, you know, people to see. Thank you for stopping by Wolfville. Enjoy your stay. Jerome?
Elisha, is that you?
Yes. How are you this evening? I haven't seen you in quite some time.
Well, yes, I'm doing quite fine, but you're normally down the road at the St. John's Anglican Cemetery. What are you doing out here tonight?
Well, I'm out on one of my evening strolls, you know.
Well, there's quite the crowd in front of us tonight. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, of course. Put me in front of a crowd and I could talk for hours. But you are not so free with your time. I know that I hardly need an introduction, but for those of you who haven't attended one of my soirees before, or are perhaps from Upper Dyke or Horton's Corner, I'm Elijah. That's Judge Elijah DeWolf. Yes, I know we DeWolf seem to be a dime a dozen around here, but I was one of the originals, having moved from Connecticut in 1760 with my family when they were granted land, just yonder in Upper Horton. I've come a long way since I was that boy of 4 years moving to Nova Scotia. With my father's help, I was able to set myself up as a general merchant in Mud Creek, and then move on to serve the good people of this community as postmaster, right from my own home. Customs collector, justice of the peace, representative for King's County in the Nova Scotia House of Assembly, and finally, an assistant judge in the Court of Common Pleas. You could say that I never had to fear that boredom might set in. Because of my numerous positions in Mud Creek, I was able to purchase a wonderful home for my wife, Margaret Ratchford, and we filled it with 13 children, as well as our slave Phyllis. Perhaps you know the home. It's further down the old post road towards Horton's Corner, on the corner of what we call Ferry Lane, which you might now know as Cherry Lane. Some could say I could afford this estate, for I was the richest man in Horton. I'm not so sure if that's true, or if it's just the green eye of envy speaking. By all accounts, I'm well known for my hospitality, and love to open the doors of my home to all and sundry. Not to be a braggart, but Edward, Duke of Kent, the father of our future Queen Victoria, stopped by our home in 1794 on his way through from Halifax. Now that was a night to remember. To honor that special visit, our home was thereafter known as Kent Lodge. We actually maintained a relationship after that visit. And upon the marriage of my son, Thomas Andrew Strange de Wolfe, the Duke of Kent presented him with wallpaper for his new home. Now, not just any wallpaper, mind you. It depicts scenes set in Italian and French gardens. And it is a sight to behold, I can tell you that. I'm assuming that you're all in town for the naming ceremony. Today, August 13th, 1830, is a historic day here in Mud Creek, or should I say Wolfville? The town of Mud Creek is forever being changed to Wolfville, and I'm led to believe that it is in honor of me and my family. I'm not exactly sure how this came to pass, but I guess that my son Elijah Jr. had something to do with it. No one will tell me for sure. One story is that a mail carrier from Halifax asked Elijah Jr., who is also a postmaster, what to call the new post office established in Upper Horton. He's purported to have said, "Oh, just call it Wolfville. There are so many the Wolfs here." My dear boy. He is right, though. There are a lot of us here. However, the naming story that I hear most frequently involves my granddaughters, Maria and Mary, who were away in St. John in boarding school. Apparently, they were so embarrassed to tell anyone that they hailed from Mud Creek. Imagine that! They wrote Elijah Jr., their uncle, who it is said then petitioned for the name change. However it happened, I must say that I like it, and I hope that it stays. Or at least for as long as I'm around. Well, kind folks, I must be off. People to see, you know, people to see. Thank you for stopping by my Wolfville. Enjoy your stay. Good night, Jerome.